The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. 56 million Americans have already fallen victim to package theft in the past year. That's one in six of us. What's that mean for the holidays when millions of dollars in merchandise could be left on front porches and doorsteps? Joining me now, Daisha Milden, money editor for CNET. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So CNET did a survey with YouGov about online sales and porch theft. Talk about how many people say they've either been victims or know someone who has.
Yeah, so it's a surprisingly number here, but what we found is that one in six Americans, so 17%, have had a package stolen within the past year. And 11% have had a package that was stolen that was meant for either themselves or their household. But the surprising number here that I want to point out is that only 1 in 10 have caught an attempted package theft. So that is super surprising. But even more so, on top of that, 1 in 5 know someone that has had a package stolen. So it is a big deal this year.
When we talk about the amount of merchandise in mm-hmm. money terms that the average person could have sitting on their porch this holiday season, what did you find out?
Yeah, so $290 is about the estimate that people could be putting at risk this year in terms of holiday spending, shopping, packages being delivered to their door. So when we start looking at that number, that's a pretty big deal depending on, you know, the packages that you're having shipped. Maybe it's a little more, maybe it's a little less, but you're going to want to make sure that you have a plan in place to protect your packages from porch theft, package theft, and having to resolve those issues. So that's going to be the main thing you're going to want to know.
How many people say they are going to try to take maybe some different measures this season to try and prevent things from disappearing off their front porch?
About 71% of consumers plan to take action against package theft, and that's up a little bit from last year, about 3%. And we are seeing that people are taking different measures to protect their packages this year.
Talk about what some of those measures are.
Yeah, the one that we're seeing the most is that people are leaning on the package tracking technology. So oftentimes that email, text message, or even just like mobile alert that your package is en route, what time it's expected to be delivered. And sometimes that even includes the notification that it has been delivered with a photo. So that is what people are leaning on the most. But what we're also seeing is that people are still relying on security cameras, and even video doorbells. One more thing that I want to point out here is that people are also leaning on asking their neighbors to pick up their packages while they're gone. So those are the top three ways that we're seeing that people are trying to protect their packages, or that's their plan for this upcoming year.
I'm surprised that more people aren't using secure drop-off locations, for example, you know, at businesses that have the mailboxes for the different services.
We do recommend those. We've spoken with security experts, and that is actually one of the measures that they do recommend. So I also highly recommend that people look into it. For example, UPS has UPS My Choice for UPS My Choice members that can take advantage of that service, where they can have those packages shipped to UPS at select locations and leave them there for 7 days. So if you're going out of town, you know that your package is safe and secure. I highly also recommend looking into other services that FedEx and even USPS offer. And we're all pretty familiar with the Amazon lockers that are at retailers such as Kohl's and Whole Foods to protect your Amazon packages that are All of those are really good services. I do recommend them, and they should be a plan that people consider for this year.
You mentioned there are people who say they have actually caught an attempted package theft. Mm-hmm. What did they tell you about that?
We haven't spoken to anyone who has actually been a victim of package theft or an attempted package theft. This is from our survey, but I do want to point out that if you do happen to catch someone on a security camera or anything of that sort, you're going to want to make sure that you file a police report. That's something that our security experts have pointed out that can be extremely helpful. It's going ahead and filling out that police report, giving as much information as possible. That doorbell camera footage, that security camera footage is going to be very helpful to making sure that the police and law enforcement have the information they need to hopefully make this less of an issue.
If something does get stolen, how hard is it typically for consumers to recoup losses with retailers?
It really depends. You're going to want to make sure, one recommendation I have is using a credit card or debit card with purchase protection. And what purchase protection is going to do is make sure that if your item is lost, damaged, or stolen, under the credit card issuer or the debit card issuer, they can help you to recoup some of that cost. So there are restrictions depending on the issuer, but generally you can either get your money back or get the item replaced and shipped to you. Maybe you'll choose a different shipping method or make sure someone's there to collect the package. But generally that is one of the best ways that you're going to want to make sure that you can recoup that cost or get that package. Otherwise, it might be a little difficult. You can always try contacting the retailer to see what they can do. Those results will vary, of course, depending on, you know, the situation and everything, but always worth a shot. But purchase protection with a credit card is my recommendation for consumers this holiday season.
Daisha, any other tips that we haven't covered? Any other advice you would give?
Definitely look into more technology on what you can do. So we are seeing those garage door openers that you can access from your phone. Maybe the carrier can put the package there. I also recommend a package delivery lockbox. So it pretty much is about the size of a trash can. They can range from $200 to $400. And really what's going to happen is the carrier will put that package in there. It will be safely stored to where it can't easily be just picked up out of that box. But when you get home, you can take your key or your code, open that door, and actually get your package, and it's safely stored. One more piece of advice here. We do talk about doorbell cameras and outdoor cameras a good bit. While most of those cameras do detect people, if you are on the hunt for a doorbell camera or outdoor camera this holiday season, make sure that you're looking for one that actually detects packages. So if you do choose that method, you can see when your package arrives, but also you'll get a notification if it moves.
Daisha Milden, Money Editor for CNET, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.